listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Bruce Fyfe. He is the author of numerous wonderful, wonderful books. And you can look at the list of his books at his website, which is coconutresearchcenter.org. And we will take questions after the next break at 877-488-5350. I want to ask for Louise, who is in Amsterdam, a question so that we can talk about digestion, because I think a lot of our listeners do have digestive problems. Anyway, Louise asks, and I quote, "For years, I have had a burning sensation in the top of my mouth that seems to be somehow connected to a sharp pain in the left-hand side of my intestines. After many years of seeking, a homeopath has told me that this burning sensation in my mouth is caused by my adenoids. I now have some homeopathic medicine for this. But what I would like to know is how could this burning sensation in my mouth be connected to the sharp pain in my intestines? Do I have the same bacteria in my intestines as in my mouth? And if I pull oil, will it also heal my intestines?" Unquote.
It's very possible, because the bacteria in the mouth can go anywhere in the body. And so, as I've mentioned, if you can clean out the source of this bacteria with oil pulling, then it will free up the immune system to clean out bacteria throughout the rest of the body.
Okay, and her adenoids, would they be a problem that maybe they're infected, maybe they contribute to the bacteria in her mouth?
That's possible. But, you know, oil pulling pulls this bacteria out. So it's an excellent way to reduce the body's load of this bacteria. So even with teeth and stuff, infected teeth, you know, the oil pulling will pull the bacteria away from these teeth as well.
Now, sometimes people who have a sharp pain in the left, in their left side, in their intestinal area, actually have a diverticulosis or some form of, problem. And of course, we have Crohn's disease that is so rampant nowadays. But how would oil pulling help diverticulosis or Crohn's disease?
With diverticulosis, it can't cure it, for what I understand, but it can help the entire body deal with it. With Crohn's disease, again, it can help reduce the body's load, but actually, with Crohn's disease, I recommend people taking the coconut oil. Swallowing coconut oil for treatment for that, because coconut oil has shown to be very effective for digestive problems like Crohn's disease, colitis, and things like that. The reason being is that coconut oil, the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil, are actually healing. They help heal. For example, when you put it on your skin, if you have a cut or a burn, it will speed the healing of these injuries, these lesions. It can do the same thing inside your body as well. And so ulcers and things like that can be healed if there is a bacterial component to these ulcers. Then the coconut oil's antimicrobial properties can kill the disease-causing bacteria or viruses in the digestive tract that are promoting this. Another very interesting thing is that the medium-chain fatty acids are easily absorbed into the cells as a form of food, and so they actually feed the cells lining the digestive tract, making them healthier and function better.
Okay, we do have to take a real quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Bruce Fife. His website is coconutresearchcenter.org. And we have an email from Marie. She says, I can vouch for what Dr. Fife just explained because this is what happened to me. My dentist did not give antibiotics for an infection under a crown tooth that I wanted extracted and attempted to extract but could not, and then gave me antibiotics. A month later, I got a horrendous right finger joint swelling. Dr. Fife is correct. I fought with many doctors who don't know what's what, and as a result, I got a severe RA, rheumatoid arthritis, because of their shameful ignorance and arrogance, and left disgusted as my medical care was a pure disgrace, which made me ill, destroyed my life, and bankrupted me. I'm very angry that the DOH is just as ignorant and utterly useless, and the ADA is even worse for pushing such atrocious dental treatment. Shame on them all. Okay.
That's a good letter.
Yes. It is. We have some very astute listeners here.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this digestive issues. We do have a listener who has commented to me in emails that he suffers from colitis and at one point last year lost 30 pounds and just, you know, he attempts to avoid antacids and whatnot. But how might, and you mentioned this already, how might coconut oil help colitis?
You know, I get lots of people who have colitis and similar conditions, and when they start adding coconut oil and even coconut meat into their daily diet, symptoms improve so much that some of them have actually been completely healed, and this has been verified by actually examining the colon with a scope, and doctors declaring, you know, there's nothing wrong with your colon anymore after people had been suffering from Crohn's or colitis for many, many years. And so it does work.
Yeah. You have in your book, Coconut Cures, Preventing and Treating Common Health Problems with Coconut, you have what you call coconut porridge. And that looks really interesting to me. And it calls for unsweetened coconut. So I think that's very important that people purchase the correct kind of coconut. You ask for finely grated coconut unsweetened. And, again, you have all of these recipes in this book, which are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you talked about skin. You referred to skin. And in the coconut oil miracle, you have you have a skin elasticity test, which I took, and my skin is apparently it's in pretty good condition. But I also put coconut oil on my face, and it's wonderful. And talk to us about healing our skin with coconut oil. You mentioned that the people in the islands, despite the fact that they're out in the wind, they're out in the sun, just have wonderful, beautiful skin and hair. So talk to us about those issues.
Coconut oil is probably the best natural skin lotion healing salve that there is. The islanders know about this. They use it every single day of their life. In the morning, they get up, and the first thing they do is they spread a layer of coconut oil all over their skin, and that takes them throughout the day. And they can go out into the sun, the hot tropical sun. They never get sunburned because coconut oil is a great sunscreen. It's the only sunscreen I ever use. I'm very light-skinned, and I burn after about 15 minutes in the sun. But with coconut oil, I can stay all day out into the hot sun without burning or having any problem. And even in the tropics, it is so much into their culture that the day a baby is born, the mother will coat the baby's skin with coconut oil. And from that day on to the day they die, every morning they get their layer of coconut oil. It's very protective. If you have dry, rough, scaly skin, the best thing you can do for that is to start applying coconut oil every day. I used to have very dry skin, and I started using coconut oil. Within a couple of weeks, my skin has become very soft and smooth because of the coconut oil. It's a very healing oil. So as I mentioned earlier, if you had cuts or burns or any injury to your skin, putting coconut oil will speed the healing of these injuries. It's also good for blemishes such as warts and moles, and helps with wrinkles. In fact, coconut oil is an excellent stretch mark preventer remedy. So women who are pregnant, if they start putting coconut oils on their abdomen during pregnancy and even afterwards, they won't have to worry about getting stretch marks. It's good for skin infections like nail fungus, ringworm, and things like that, because it kills the fungus that cause these things. It's good for acne. It kills the bacteria that causes acne, and so you can put it on your skin. Lots of people kind of winch at that. Oh, put oil on my skin, it'll make me look oily. Well, no, not if you do it right. Coconut oil absorbs into the skin better than any other type of oil. If you put, say, corn oil on your skin, it would pool on your skin and be sticky and slimy all day long, but not with coconut oil. Coconut oil absorbs into the skin. Now, if you use too much coconut oil, it will pull on the skin simply because the skin has become saturated, that it's absorbed as much as it can. So you don't put in too much. And so when you put it on your face to treat acne, for example, you know, put a thin layer on your face and then repeat it throughout the day a few times, and that's the best way to use it.
Well, that is amazing. Now we're all going to want to swathe our bodies with coconut oil. But, you know, another thing that I noticed in oil pulling with coconut oil is that it makes your teeth whiter.
Oh, you know, we didn't even really mention that, but that is one of the very first consequences of oil pulling is your teeth get whiter, your mouth becomes healthier, your gums stop bleeding, your gums, and many people reported that when they have receding gums, the gums actually come back through to their teeth and tighten up. Bad breath goes away. The entire mouth, the health of the mouth improves dramatically.
Great. All right, we do have some callers lining up. And those are wonderful things. Those are things that everybody should want to have happen to them. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I don't want to take anything from all the great information the doctor said, but I'm going to challenge him in one perspective. He mentioned ketone bodies and glucose. Basically, I think he's got it backwards. He works within the AMA model of symptom and treatment. We need to look at the cause. And the cause, we're all glucose addicted. If you go back in our history, way, way, way back, we never were able to get any glucose. We only could get exposed to it at one period of time when we're escaping an enemy or when we're fighting off enemies and animals, et cetera, et cetera. And that was very destructive to the body. The insulin and the glucose in the system are very destructive. That's in a sympathetic fight or flight state. Most of the time we should be in a parasympathetic state running on the ketone bodies. And our brain runs on glucose. When it thinks it's going to get glucose, it's happy, and it gets us addicted to that glucose. And that's really destructive to the actual body. So I would kind of like question that. Secondarily, the coconut has a lot of antibacterial, which destroys the bacteria that feeds on the sugar, and that's the key. All of these cause things, the inflammation and the bacteria, the molds and fungus, are caused by the sugar in our system. If we eradicate that, basically all the causes go away and all the symptoms then go away.
Okay. Dr. Fife, your comments.
Well, I agree with the fact that too much carbohydrates in the diet, which increase the glucose levels in the blood, have caused a lot of problems. We eat way too much carbohydrates, particularly the simplified, the sugars and the white flours and stuff. They promote a huge amount of ill health in our society.
Okay, thank you, Richard.
Could I say one more thing?
Oh, sure.
Let's use some common sense here. Let's go back about 1,000 years, and you tell me a carbohydrate we can get in our natural environment.
Well,
and specifically, we eat grains. Grains were never designed to be put in the human body. And all the callers you got that had symptoms like diverticulosis and other digestive diseases, those are the product of gluten and grains, and those are very destructive carbohydrates. Every civilization cycle goes into decline as soon as it becomes overpopulated and dependent on grains. I've brought that out before, and there's no response to that. I mean, it can't be refuted.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard, for your information. Let's take Jimmy in New Mexico. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Diana. Yeah, I heard Dr. Bruce Fife on another program a couple of years ago and began using the oil, coconut oil. I began doing the oil pulling and just had wonderful results from that. And, you know, after hearing Bruce's theories that the coconut oil...
Jimmy, could you hold that thought? We do have to go to a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com. Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we had Jimmy, who has been doing some oil pulling, and he's from New Mexico. And what was your question, Jimmy?
Well, I just wanted to more or less share a testimony because, going on the theory that the surface tension of the oil attracts the surface tension of the exoskeleton of the germs, bacteria, and virus, which, is how the oil pulls out all these pathogens and you get rid of it. I developed my first MRSA infection a few years ago, and it was in the middle of my back, and it was a fairly serious infection, so close to my spine. And the EMT sent me to the emergency room, and the doctor lanced it and packed it with gauze and iodine and what have you, and I had to go back 2 or 3 times, and 3 weeks later, finally, the infection went away. Okay, well, a year later, I was working at a park, and I developed another one on my leg. So I decided rather than go to the doctor, I would just put coconut oil on it with gauze. And I did that and changed it at least once a day. And within a week, the infection was gone.
Amazing.
That's
great. Dr.
Yes.
Fife.
That's great, and coconut oil has shown to kill the MRSA bacteria, so that makes total sense.
Yeah, it sure worked for me, and I did get another little infection. They were smaller, in these succeeding years, but I would get one, infection would pop up a year apart. And after the third one using the coconut oil, I haven't had one now show up at all in the last 2 years.
Fantastic.
So I'm thinking that it's just pulling all the infection completely out, and rather than using an antibiotic, which just builds up the strength of the infection, this actually gets rid of it. And I believe in it. I buy coconut oil by the gallon now. Use
That's
it
great.
For all pulling and cooking, and I just have it there for a cut or a scrape or whatever if I get it. So thank you so much for sharing that information for me several years ago.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. It's wonderful. And you have this information in your book, Healing Your Skin with Coconut Oil, and you do cover protecting the skin from germs. How can we protect our skin from germs? I suppose that's what the mothers did with the children. Okay, let's talk about hair care.
Well, coconut oil is great for your hair. I recommend that you put it in your hair, let it soak in. There's actually been studies on this that it helps hair health. It will help your hair shine and give it a youthful appearance, and it really does. And then when you let it soak in for 5, 10, 15 minutes or more, and then wash it out, and your hair will look better than it did before. And do that regularly. It's also great as a treatment for dandruff, because dandruff is caused, by a fungus, and it kills the fungus. And so if you use it regularly, it will control your dandruff as well.
My goodness. Now, you have a story in there about trying various products, and the minute you'd stop using them, the dandruff would come back, and coconut oil was what cured it. In your book, you talk about coconut oil as food and as medicine, and we've certainly had, you have a list that it can prevent. Coconut oil can prevent heart disease, high blood pressure, arterial sclerosis, stroke, prevent diabetes, relieve the symptoms of health risk associated with the disease, support the development of strong bones and teeth, protect against osteoporosis, promote loss of excess weight. The list just goes on and on. I think this must be the perfect food or the perfect thing to have around for just about anything that ails us.
I've been studying coconut oil and coconut for almost 15 years, and I'm continually learning new applications and new benefits and new ways coconut oil can improve our health. And when you go through that list, it sounds, almost unbelievable. But in most of these cases, there's actually documented medical studies that verify each one of these. And in the ones that don't have documented studies, they have a long history of traditional use, and you can actually do it and see the results with your own eyes. So it does work.
Interesting. Now, you have a book called Stop Alzheimer's Now: How to Prevent and Reverse Dementia, Parkinson's, ALS, Multiple Sclerosis, and Other Neurodegenerative Disorders. And in fact, in one of your books, you talk about Lou Gehrig, and I believe that was associated with his amalgam fillings, which is, we've touched on that before. But talk to us about the Alzheimer's issues, and we see so much of this now.
Yes, we do. Well, what they've discovered with Alzheimer's...
I'm sorry, doctor.
Okay.
We've come up on a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Bruce Fife. And we were talking about Alzheimer's, and we also have some more email questions and comments. But tell us, continue from where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking about Alzheimer's, and recent research has shown that Alzheimer's is actually a form of diabetes. In fact, they have another name for it. They call it type 3 diabetes. You know, and type 2 diabetes is insulin resistance. The cells cannot get the glucose that they need because the insulin isn't functioning properly. Well, with Alzheimer's, a similar situation occurs. Brain cells cannot absorb the glucose because of insulin resistance. And so what's happening with Alzheimer's is that the brain isn't getting the fuel it needs to function normally and to live. And so brain cells are degenerating and dying. The brain is shrinking, and as a consequence, the people lose their cognitive ability, their memory, and even their personalities. Well, coconut oil is helpful because, as I mentioned earlier, the medium-chain fatty acids, a large portion of those are actually converted into ketones. And as I mentioned, ketones are made specifically to feed the brain. And so these ketones will go into the brain, and they bypass this defect in glucose metabolism, and they feed the brain cells. So So the brain cells actually get the energy, the fuel they need to function and to fulfill what they need to do, to live, to repair themselves, and to function normally, and actually to reverse problems that have occurred. And so people with Alzheimer's can actually reverse many of the symptoms by adding coconut oil into their diet. In fact, I've had cases where people have who've had Alzheimer's have completely come out of Alzheimer's with the use of coconut oil.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. Just amazing.
It's fantastic, yes.
Okay, Nancy emailed. She says, on several occasions when my cats had tapeworms, I had them ingest coconut oil, and the worms vanished almost immediately. So we can use these coconut products with our animals.
Oh, definitely. In fact, everything that I mentioned that helps with people can help with animals, too. And we get lots of pet owners writing to us and telling us how they've given their dog, their cat, their horse, whatever animal, and the animal has improved. Their coats become shiny and healthy looking. Their energy returns. And even in serious cases where the animals have had things like cancer or diabetes, coconut oil has been successfully used to treat them.
Oh, that's wonderful. All righty, we have another comment. This is from Joe. He talks about the Huggins Protocol, which I believe that you mentioned in your book. I can't remember which one, about Dr. Hal Huggins had established a method for removal of teeth. And what Joe said is that he had his removed, his amalgam filled teeth, and it did help, but he never went through the chelation for mercury, which is required by the protocol that Dr. Huggins recommended. Will the oil help to chelate and to get rid of the residual mercury that might be in the body?
Well, the coconut oil can help, but it's not really a replacement for the chelation. The reason the coconut oil helps is because it helps boost the immune system. It helps increase red blood cell numbers, which you know help oxygenate the body, which helps with detoxification. So in a way, it does help. You know, when I had my amalgams taken out too, I had an expert do it, and I didn't have to do any type of mercury detoxification either. But I only had two teeth that had mercury in it. And so it really wasn't necessary in my case, and it may not have been in yours either.
Okay. We do have another caller. Let's take Greg in California. Greg, welcome to the program. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
I got a question. I wanted your best advice on this. I started out with a couple of paper cuts and healed them up with Neosporin. Then there was somehow I got a scab on another area, and that went away. The skin healed over, and it got real shiny and itchy, but it seemed like the first layer separated and wouldn't heal over the second layer. And then it seems like now it's healing back. But this started in June, and up until about a week ago when I saw my VA doctor, he just looked at it. He's not even dermatology, and he said, oh, it's staph. So, of course, they, you know, which I don't like to use allopathic medicine, and I haven't tried because I don't have a whole lot of money right now for what I'm going through. And but he put me on ciprofloxacin. You're familiar with that, right?
I'm not familiar with a lot of drugs because I don't deal with drugs.
Well, Cipro, I guess, is even used for, what, anthrax or smallpox? I don't know. Maybe it's an antibiotic. It's the main directed one they use in the VA system. But I was just wondering, if this doesn't heal up, he's telling me, well, they're going to send me to infectious disease or dermatology. But what's your best advice if this does not clear up? It started with an eraser-sized diameter. Now it's up to a quarter, and then it's going down in my first joint of my thumb. So at this point, it's not real serious, but if it doesn't go away, what's your best alternative to use? Now, Deanna, I caught the show late, so I hear you guys talking about coconut oil, you're not saying that's the best protocol to use for this, is it?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. In cases when I have cuts or injuries that may be infected, I don't just use coconut oil. What I'll do is I'll put hydrogen peroxide on it as the first round to clear out any infection that might be on there. And then after that, I use coconut oil, and I use a lot of coconut oil. And if it's a bad cut, I put coconut oil almost 24 hours a day on it. And it not only has the antibacterial properties, but it speeds the healing and the knitting of the tissues.
Okay, what I wanted to ask you is this. The infection is obviously inside up, but it's a redness that's, you know, not real bright red, but it's not skin tone. But my point is that I have no open sores now. It's just there's never been any blood poisoning lines or any pus. It healed over, but it's just that the redness has spread from, you know, an eraser diameter to a little bit under size of a quarter to, it started on my left side about 10 o'clock on my thumb, and now it's spread to the center. But my point is that this Cipro is supposed to clear it up, but it's the question is, what am I to look for when it's healing, and is there any other alternative besides coconut oil? Because see, there's no broken skin, doctor. It's all healed up, but it's just shiny and itchy, and it looks like it's healing back to the first layer. But what's your take on what's going on?
Well, you know, I can't actually see it myself and really tell you, but I do know that the coconut oil absorbs into the skin. So even if you do not have a cut there, it possibly can still help, particularly if you keep it moist and keep the oil on there as much as possible. I mean, throughout the day, yes. I mean,
throughout the day, I keep it bandaged. Now, he wants me to, is open air really that good for an under the skin infection? Open air?
Open air is good, but I'm recommending you put coconut oil on it and keep it moist all day long with the coconut oil.
And allow the
coconut oil to absorb into the skin.
With gauze and tape over that?
If that would be helpful, yes.
Well, I mean, just keeping a Q-tip and rubbing. Just where do you buy the coconut oil other than a health food store?
Health food stores, yes. Yeah, some grocery stores, Costco and Walmart carry it.
Is there a food grade or a special kind for alternative medicine, or just buy a commercial or organic? Is there an organic coconut oil?
There are organic brands of coconut oil. Actually, you can use any type of coconut oil you can find.
Even though it may have non-organic, wouldn't that mean when they grow this stuff, they have pesticides in it?
No, because 95% of all the coconut oil grown or produced is grown without any pesticides or chemicals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, I worry about GIA. What is coconut now? Is that a nut or a fruit, or what's it considered?
It's a seed. It's a seed of the fruit of the coconut.
And you've never heard Monsanto trying to GMO it?
No, thank heavens.
So I just buy it in organic, which I'll probably get, and then you just you shake up the can or bottle and just take your finger or a Q-tip and rub it in?
Yeah, you don't need to shake it up, but, yeah, just use it as is.
And that'll aid in the healing of it?
Yes.
Staph infection?
It is a very good healer of skin, and it also helps get rid of infection. Now, everyone's different, and so it's going to have a different effect, and it depends on what type of infection. Even though coconut oil has antibiotic properties, it doesn't kill all bacteria. So there are some bacteria that it won't affect. And I don't know if that's the type that you have, but it's worth a try.
Yeah, they haven't identified it by well, they said if it doesn't heal up in the 14-day regimen of the antibiotics, they're going to take a biopsy. So to find out, I guess, what type it is, hopefully it's not MRSA, God, you know. But so you can use this in conjunction with the antibiotics?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay. What about oregano oil? I thought you guys were talking about.
No, yes, we're not talking about that, but go ahead.
That's good, too. That has very strong antimicrobial properties as well.
Yeah. All righty. I'll try that. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. All right, let's take Bonnie in Illinois. Bonnie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I'm Reagan's friend.
Hi, Bonnie.
Yeah, and I have a comment for this last caller because I've had a staph infection on my hand for, it's been months now, and it started with a little tiny opening on my finger, and I had to go get stitches at the emergency room, and of course that's where I picked it up. But what I've learned, and I didn't go on antibiotics, and especially Cipro, it has fluoride in it. And I learned that from Dr. Carley. But what I've done, and you have to treat it internally and externally, and I actually put external colloidal silver on it, and I've tried oregano oil, and I don't know what else I've done, but it finally is coming around. But the hot and the itchiness, that was my biggest experience. And it started out small, and it almost covered my whole palm for a while. So it's been just an ugly, ugly thing. And mostly they find with staph and MRSA, they're calling most of them MRSA now, because they don't have, the antibiotics generally are not working. And so I actually feel good about where it has gone, which is it's almost gone. And it'll go away for a while, and it'll come back. And what I've also learned is if your immune system isn't strong enough to fight it, it will keep coming back. So the key is to strengthen your immune system and treat it internally and externally.
You know, Bonnie, you mentioned an interesting thing. If you have a skin infection and it's small, topical application of coconut oil and some of these other things is enough. But if it's a more serious infection, mm-hmm. I recommend the internal. I recommend also that you take coconut oil by orally to
uh-huh.
address that way too, because the coconut oil will fight it both ways. You can put it topically and it'll come that way, and then internally and to come the other way, and that will improve and increase the chances of combating this infection.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bruce. And like I said, you do have to go internal and external. And the heat and the itchiness is a sign it's still there. And even if the skin isn't broken or anything, and what I have found for me is actually my joints become really sore in my hand. I can hardly open it and close it. And so it's there. And so definitely hitting it with as much as you can is important.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Bonnie, for calling in and sharing that experience.
You're welcome, Deanna. Thank you for the show. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty, let's take Lois in Kansas. Lois, welcome to the program.
Thank you. The question I have is, I don't know what Dr. Feist thinks of the book or the Eat Right for Your Blood Type, but according to my blood type, I'm not supposed to have coconut, and I dearly love coconut, and I still use it. But I just wonder what he thought about that, if that's anything to be concerned about to using it or not.
No, it's nothing that you need to be concerned with, because people of all blood types have and do use coconut, and they experience these same benefits. So I wouldn't stop using it because of that.
Okay. Well, I know I had a little dry spot on my elbow for a while, and I'd use coconut oil, and it would seem like it would clear it up. Well, then it seemed like it got worse when I was, you know, taking it. And so then I thought, well, okay, I'll lay off of it for a while, but it didn't seem to clear up either. So I'm probably allergic to something else that I need to check out into and see what it might be. But anyway, and I have been oil pulling for years.
Oh, good.
And it is wonderful. In fact, I called in on Joyce's show one time.
Oh.
And mentioned that to you, because it was too bad I didn't hear you before I had my teeth removed. But I still pull anyway, and I know that my fingers have straightened out a little bit from using it, you know, my pulling oil. And so it's a great product, and I dearly love coconut oil, that's for sure. So it has lots of good properties.
You know, Lois,
what?
You mentioned an interesting thing. You mentioned that even without teeth, you still oil pull, and that's exactly right, because teeth aren't the only places in your mouth that collect bacteria. Bacteria grows throughout the mouth, and so if people don't have any teeth or only have a couple of teeth left, they should
still oil pull because they will still benefit.
Correct. Yeah, I believe that for sure. So anyway, it's a marvelous product, I'll tell you. And in the summertime, I will be turning almost 80, and I still go out and mow my yard.
Oh,
and,
great for you.
And by hand. I mean, I don't have a riding mower.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And so I usually, you know, put on my short shorts and slither down with coconut oil, and away I go. And so I've never sunburned at all, you know. So it's marvelous stuff. We just don't know all the wonderful things that the Creator has made.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Lois, for your phone call very much.
You're welcome. And I enjoy your show, Deanna. It's very
thank
wonderful.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to head for a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And our guest today has been Dr. Bruce Fife. He is the author of numerous books, and his website is coconutresearchcenter.org. And before, you talked about Dr. Weston A. Price, who was a dentist. He was a practicing dentist. And he made many observations, and it's really important that while we incorporate coconut oil and coconut water and all the other wonderful things that we've talked about today, it's really, really important to address issues in our diet, such as sugar and flour consumption, but particularly sugar consumption. And during his, he went all around the world and evaluated teeth, and you have some pictures in your book, Oil Pulling Therapy, Detoxifying and Healing the Body Through Oral Cleansing. You have pictures of South Pacific Islanders. And these are, one has a wonderful smile, has all of his teeth, and the other person has, well, has lost a lot of teeth, and that's principally due to modern foods. And so would you like to address that?
Yeah, Weston A. Price did a fantastic study. It took him about 10 years, and he traveled throughout the world. And this was back in the 1930s. When he could still find populations that lived on traditional diets. And he would go, say, to an island, and he would compare the people who lived inland, who lived on a traditional diet, to those people who lived closer to the ports where they received Western foods. And he examined their teeth, he evaluated their health, and he analyzed their foods. And he would find that those people who maintained their traditional diets had cellular health. They didn't have heart disease. They didn't have diabetes. They didn't have cancer. And they didn't have any gum disease or cavities and things like that. Their teeth were very good, or they had very little cavities, much less than we have in the West. And they found that those people, when they started introducing sugar into their diet and refined flours into their diet, that their dental health started going down, and their followed behind that was their entire health. They started, after developing cavities and gum disease and problems with their mouth, then came the diabetes and the cancers and all these things. So the mouth is closely related to the health of the body. And in all the cultures that he went through throughout the world, he went into Alaska, he visited Indians in North America, Alaskans, Islanders, to Australia, South America, and Europe. It was always the same. When people remained on their traditional diet, which did not have refined flours, did not have refined sugars, in fact, had very little sweets. The only sugars they really had was occasionally in some of the communities they would have honey, but it wasn't a major part of their diet. But as long as they remained on that, those diets, whatever they were, the people were healthy. They had great dental health. But as soon as they started introducing modern foods, their health went downhill.
Amazing. Well, Doctor, we have run out of time. You've been a delight to have on the program. Your work is wonderful, and I hope that our listeners will go to your website, coconutresearchcenter.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.